Hi everyone, welcome to the first episode of our new podcast, From Dusk Till F1. My name is Romain and I am joined by my co-host Henry. Henry and I started this podcast together because of our shared passion for anything Formula One. Our passion for F1 actually started 30 years ago, when we were just kids. We have attended several Grand Prix and winter testings together, and we are sometimes fortunate to talk to pilots and team principals to get their point of views on several topics. Growing from this experience, we decided to share our passion and thoughts with other F1 fans, and we hope that you will follow along. In this first episode, we will talk about the 2021 driver lineup. We give our predictions for the new season by discussing open seats and confirmed drivers. Without further ado, please welcome my good friend and co-host, Henry.
Welcome, everybody. So, yeah, today we're, like Romain said, we're going to talk about the driver's lineup. And I guess we'll start with Red Bull or Mercedes. I don't know.
With Mercedes. Let's start with Mercedes. So
Mercedes. Well, very interesting. Will they sign Hamilton or will they do something crazy? Like maybe they should sign Perez. How crazy would that be?
But that's interesting. So you think Perez could be driving for Mercedes next year, even though they're going to cut down Hamilton's salary, which is most likely the reason why he's not signing yet.
Well, honestly, a dream as a Mercedes fans would be if they signed a new driver to see how good the Mercedes car is. I think obviously it's a very good car, but I think we would also see how Perez. Is he that amazing or is he just average? I think he's personally, he's an incredible driver. So we could see really if he's a world championship material or not.
So Bottas is staying, right, next year? That's 100% sure.
Bottas signed, you're right.
Because to your point, what could be very interesting is to see who could... So you say it would be interesting to have another driver just to test the Mercedes car. But I think we can all agree that the Mercedes car is the fastest car currently in Formula One. I would be interested to see who could challenge Hamilton, because you know, you could argue that Bottas is not challenging Hamilton currently. He's a very good second driver, but is he really pushing and challenging Hamilton?
No, very good point, very good question. Obviously Bottas is doing a great job in qualifying, that's for sure. The problem is obviously that he cannot pass Hamilton, which is probably the hardest part in Formula One, obviously, well, for a second driver.
So
like
we did outqualify him a couple of times, but
which is pretty good. But overpassing literally on track, it never happened since last time it happened was in Silverstone 2019. So yeah, it's been a while. That was the last time. So obviously, to answer your question, who could challenge Hamilton? Very good question. Probably somebody that can pass people on track. So definitely our friend Max Verstappen for sure.
Yeah, could be a Verstappen big challenge. Could be. So if we go back to the driver lineup, Verstappen could be Hamilton teammate next year at Red Bull then.
Well, interestingly enough, that's already the big rumors coming on now since Honda is leaving Formula One. Some people say that Max Verstappen signed at Mercedes for 2021. So we'll see about that. But to be realistic, obviously... coming back to the driver's market, like you said, 2020, Hamilton will...
Yeah, he will sign with Mercedes for sure. But what he's trying to do, I guess, is say, okay, Mercedes, you're not paying me the salary I want. So if Red Bull is ready to pay, then you'll have to raise the stakes, right?
And, exactly.
To keep me there.
Yeah, you got a good point. And Red Bull is the interesting the interesting part, because who will sign with Max Verstappen? Albon has been doing some good things and some, unfortunately, has been doing some bad stuff too. A little bit like our friend Gasly in the past. So it will be very interesting to see who they will sign. I don't know what you think about that. Second driver for Red Bull next year, Romain?
Yeah, so Albon, has he signed for 2021? It sounds like he has, right?
I think...
Or not.
He hasn't yet.
No, to be confirmed. Alexander Albon is to be confirmed. So, question is, Alexander Albon has pilot number 2 position at Red Bull. So, if Hamilton, let's say, was to go to Red Bull, he would definitely not agree to a second position at Red Bull, even though I know there's no driver 1 and 2. Well, that's another discussion for another podcast. But let's say he takes Albon's spot, he would be against Verstappen, which...
Unlikely, but that would make it so exciting.
It would.
That would make it very exciting. Yeah. Hamilton at Red Bull with Honda in the last year, since unfortunately they're leaving Formula One, that would make it so exciting.
Yeah, but I don't think Mercedes will let Hamilton go, for sure not.
And he's not crazy enough.
Exactly.
To do that.
Plus, Mercedes needs Hamilton, right? We're talking about contract, but from a marketing perspective.
From a marketing perspective, obviously, as you saw this year, their new color of the car changed completely from silver to a black car. That looks incredible. Like, by the way, the Sauber Mercedes back in 91, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
That was the return of Mercedes in Formula One. That was exciting too. But you're very right about this. Unfortunately, Red Bull will be not Hamilton. So it will be Max Verstappen. Right. And who could it be? Maybe, in my opinion, what would be also exciting is Perez. Perez with Red Bull. That would be crazy.
It would. Although, yeah. I see Albon as a very good wingman to Verstappen.
For sure.
My guess is Red Bull will maintain Albon at Red Bull. Yeah. They've said multiple times they didn't want anybody else there.
Yeah, that's true.
We know that the team principal already confirmed he wants to keep Albon there. They have a long-term strategy. AlphaTauri is now a sister team, so they're not looking to upgrade anybody from AlphaTauri to Red Bull. So
I agree with you.
They will maintain their current lineup.
Yeah, although let's not forget that last time Red Bull confirmed their driver was Gasly and they fired him like two races after. So let's see what they
That's a good point.
But I do agree with you, the safest
bet.
But
Horner was at a different story this year, right? He was not. Mm. He was really confirming again and again Albon as their go-to man. So yeah, I know Honda is retiring. Could that change things? I don't know.
Good question.
Yeah, it really depends. But Mercedes, I think they will maintain Hamilton for sure.
Yeah.
If he wants, what, $30 million next year?
Yeah, I think
they will have to give him $30 million. Otherwise, he's going to keep playing games.
Yeah, and should they take the risk or not? Probably not. You're right. They should just sign him again. And it's a safe bet. Nobody knew in the team. Bottas is a number two, unofficially, of course.
Yep.
Hamilton's a number one. It's been working the past like 5 years or so, 4 years maybe. So it's like a fair bet. It's a fair bet.
Right. So that's Mercedes and Red Bull. So yeah, I think we agree on the pronostic. Same lineup as this year. It's just a matter of contract and ensuring they sign them and get what they want. But yeah, both teams probably will retain their pilots. If I move down the order, Haas is the team that's very interesting because our good friend at Haas, team principal, has said multiple times he wants to take his time.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to confirm anybody yet because, you know, it's a big decision to make. So Grosjean and Magnussen, what do you think of both these drivers? Are they currently really delivering to the level Haas wants? Especially Grosjean. We could ask that question.
Very good question, Romain. The problem, I think, is the car is so bad at the moment. It's very difficult to say how good they're doing or how bad they're doing. But for sure, you're right in the fact that something needs to probably change in this team for us to be doing better. Last year, Grosjean was supposed to be going somewhere else. He stayed at the end because he managed to develop the car and do something better with this car. Now they're currently in the same situation.
Is he developing the car?
Well, this year,
we don't know that, right? This is interesting rumors in the paddock that some people say, yeah, they keep Grosjean because he's developing the car. I'm not sure about that. That's a good question.
It's a very good question. What's for sure this year, Grosjean is performing much better than last year.
For sure.
Believe it or not. Well, on paper at least, because in terms of points, our friend Magnussen has 1 point, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And Grosjean has 1 point, sorry, and Magnussen has 0 point, I believe. So, obviously, or is it the way around? Anyway, we'll double check.
Yeah, we need to double check that.
No, I think Grosjean doesn't have any point, but he's performing better on paper. He's doing better qualifying than last year. Yeah, that's it. Magnussen has 1 point, but he's not performing as well as last year.
Yeah, Magnussen is 1 point. He earned that in Hungary. However, Grosjean doesn't have any points.
Yeah, he doesn't have any points, true, but he's qualifying better this year and he's theoretically doing better. But as we know, in terms of racing, when our friend Grosjean has to pass people, it's a little bit harder.
A little bit more complicated.
Yeah, he's obviously...
Even though he seems to be a bit more consistent
this year. Yeah.
Is he more conservative? Is he taking less risks, which probably earns him zero points? I don't know. This is a good question.
So it's a very good question, but what will our friend at As do? I think they should change their lineup. At least...
That's a good leeway. You say they should change the lineup. I agree. These two pillars probably have been there for too long, and maybe a bit
anymore.
Sort of getting used to it. But
yeah.
So Perez is there looking for a seat, right?
Perez is looking for a seat, but I think he wants the most competitive seat he wants to get. And unfortunately for us, I'm afraid next year will not be so great. I think maybe. And this is maybe an interesting point, but it will be better for him to go to a more competitive team. And I think a better bet than us would be probably Alfa Romeo.
That's an interesting
because they,
one.
Because they have a better factory, as we know. They're based in Switzerland. And our friend, team principal of Alfa Romeo wants a competitive lineup too, and this is another point. Obviously, Kimi Raikkonen has a lot of experience.
Yeah, and he's involved in the team.
Exactly.
So they're both to be confirmed now at Alfa Romeo, Raikkonen and Giovinazzi.
Exactly. So nothing confirmed yet, and this is, I think, to the next point. Maybe we will get a very exciting new driver, probably from the Ferrari Academy in Alfa Romeo. So will it be Schumacher Jr.? That I don't know.
Yeah,
don't
Mick
know what
is
think about this.
Is going to be there at the next Grand Prix practice with two of his friends coming from the junior team. So it will be interesting to see where he wants to land. Well, I would say logically, Mick Schumacher should land a seat at Alfa Romeo first, right?
Yeah, and I fully agree. I mean, what an incredible. Incredible few races he's been doing.
He has.
Everybody was saying, oh, he doesn't deserve to be in Formula One. He's not that good. And in a few races, without knowing the car, he's been doing extremely well. And I think, if we're not mistaken, he's leading the championship now, even. So he could be champion in his first year, GP2.
Yeah. So it would be... So we'd see Schumacher replacing Raikkonen, right? That seems to be the logical choice. Raikkonen is a bit... He wanted to stay in Formula 1 because he said, as long as I have fun, I'll stay in Formula 1. Let's not forget he invested a bit of money in Alfa Romeo. True. Will he want to turn into just an investor and stop driving? He's, 41 years old next year?
Yeah, I believe so.
Or this year already, 41 years old?
Yeah, I think he's already.
I think it makes more logical sense to have Mick Schumacher replacing Raikkonen together with Giovinazzi. It's a young driver lineup.
And it would make sense for Ferrari in the future.
And it would push Giovinazzi also.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Giovinazzi, he's an interesting driver too. I mean, this year he definitely did a great job in terms of qualifying. Last year, Raikkonen whipped him.
It's a young driver who's been improving.
Yeah, a lot.
As time goes by,
slowly,
he's been improving slowly.
He's doing a lot, I fully agree. And interestingly enough, also this year in terms of racing too, he's been doing some overtaking. He's doing some good things. He's definitely, I think he even has more points than Raikkonen this year. So he's doing a great job. Now, the problem is that obviously since he's still learning, is how many mistakes can he avoid doing? And that's the only reason maybe why Alfa Romeo will not keep him. But
I agree. I see him replacing Raikkonen. Question is it 2021 or 2022? But he will get a seat at Alfa Romeo at some point. I don't think they will upgrade him straight away to Ferrari. I would be very surprised. They've already got their two pilots.
Yeah.
Charles Leclerc is there. He's doing a great job.
Yeah,
that's the least we can say. We know that
with a really bad car. I mean, let's face it.
With a bad car.
I mean, what an incredible job.
Yes. And he's always there. Always out there.
And we can like Vettel or not, but let's face it, on paper, in reality too, he's four-time world champion, and Leclerc is absolutely beating him fair and square, like you would say. And in terms of point, in terms of pole position, not pole position this year, but even last year, in terms of pole position, Charles Leclerc is doing an incredible job at Ferrari for sure.
Yeah, and I think he will be pushed much, much more by Carlos Sainz next year. They're two young drivers, they're hungry, they're fast. I think it will be very interesting to see what happens.
Tactic by Ferrari.
If Ferrari can get a proper car next year, which is unlikely, unfortunately, but
yeah,
you know.
But it will be still. It's going to be very exciting, like you just said. I mean, to see Carlos Sainz in the Ferrari, which has been his dream. I mean, to get into Ferrari, and yeah, with Charles Leclerc, he has to deliver pretty quick. If he doesn't, things could get complicated. But now that Sainz is so. Well, not only talented, but he has a lot of experience at Formula One. He's been driving everywhere.
And he's consistent. That's very important for a team like Ferrari. If you don't have a fast car and you have reliability issues,
that's true.
You need a driver who delivers, essentially. I mean, Vettel is not there anymore. He hasn't got what he had in the past at Red Bull. Let's say Red Bull was the fastest and more reliable car at the time, even though they were pushed quite hard by other teams.
Yeah.
I was reading the other day that... they were a bit slowed down in when they were winning the four world championships. The Renault engine wasn't as fast as other engines back in the days. Wasn't as fast as the Mercedes engine, maybe.
Yeah, that's
but
what they say.
Their silver bullet was the Arrow, right? And they had the designer. Adrian Newey was there. He's the one who actually made a magical car that
was faster,
probably with a bit of a slower engine. Very interesting point, by the way, because, you know, we talk about engine, that's what makes a fast car. But, you know, with aero, you can do something with the chassis, etc. So I think if Ferrari is able to get the car straight, they may not have the fastest engine, but it can still do something next year.
Yeah, let's hope so. I mean, even if I'm a big Mercedes fan and also McLaren fan, it's... And I don't like Ferrari at all. I must admit that I'm very sad to see Ferrari not up there. Not gonna lie. So
exactly.
I really hope they manage to change their engine completely for next year, and that will make them hopefully fight again. You know, at least be much closer, because for 2022 we really hope that.
So just love and hate is basically just the same feeling in different approaches, right? So love-hate relationship with Ferrari, which I perfectly understand. So if we move on down the order, we talked about Mercedes, we talked about Ferrari, we talked about Red Bull. We didn't talk about McLaren. McLaren, we know they've signed Ricciardo, we know they signed Lando Norris. However, they're going to have a brand new engine next year, which is Mercedes.
True.
Will that change anything?
That should make it very interesting. Unfortunately, because of the new rules, they're not allowed to change completely the chassis, but... they should be able to adapt the Mercedes engine to the McLaren chassis of this year, obviously. So it should make it very interesting, and theoretically on paper, it should be a very fast car. And I think we're all very happy to see
McLaren up there again.
Yeah,
definitely.
And especially Ricciardo, when hopefully he can be back on the podium. That would be amazing to see him
on
the podium, and hopefully win one or two races. That would be incredible. But
so. So I'm not talking about engines, because I know the topic is around drivers. I'm not talking about engines, but it's interesting to talk about engines, because Honda announced they're retiring in 2022. Next year, they want to win. They said, we want to win the championship. We're going to be there. They will, and they confirmed that they will issue an upgraded engine for 2021. AlphaTauri is with Honda. They haven't confirmed any drivers yet.
Very good point.
Kvyat and Gasly haven't been confirmed, but they've been delivering some pretty good performance. AlphaTauri, could we see, I don't know, Perez at AlphaTauri instead of Haas?
Very good question.
AlphaTauri probably is a better bet for Perez than
it would be exciting too. I think seeing Perez in a competitive team that would make it very interesting. And exciting too. Unfortunately, well, the big key is Gasly. What will Gasly do? Will Gasly do a safe thing and just stay at AlphaTauri? Or what? I mean...
Is he happy at AlphaTauri, Gasly? He said multiple times he wants to be upgraded to either Red Bull or a faster team. Which is very interesting, because Christian seems to say... that AlphaTauri is now a sister team, and they will get the same wind tunnel from next year. Or is it from this year already? I can't remember if it's this year or next year.
You're right, it's next year.
But from next year, they'll be able to use the same wind tunnel as Red Bull. So essentially, we should see AlphaTauri getting very close performance from Red Bull going forwards. Interesting to see that Gasly He's trying to find another seat. I think his win definitely gave him wings.
Yes, I think, that's a very good point.
That's a good point. But, I mean, where else could he go?
Yeah, next year, the lineup, the driver's lineup is... he doesn't have many choices. Obviously, like you said before, Mercedes is going to keep Hamilton. So what else can he do? Red Bull? Definitely not. I mean, why would he go back to Red Bull to be against Max Verstappen? We clearly know that Verstappen is the number one driver. He already failed the first year. Well, he didn't have enough... enough experience, but even if he's a much better driver now, I think it would be the worst for him to go back to Red Bull. I think he should stay one more year at AlphaTauri and then see how the market is for...
He's a Frenchman. Could he go to Renault or to the future Alpine?
Very good point. And this is exactly why I think he should wait until 2022, because then he could have a seat at Renault or Alpine, like you said, because they're going to change the name. And that would be exciting to see Alonso with Gasly. I think that would make it...
I think Extremely. Ocon is probably... He needs to be careful, Ocon.
Yes.
We know he had a...
big potential.
He just came back after a year off, so we said, okay, let's give him time to deliver. Is he delivering today, Ocon? I don't know. He has a contract, that's for sure.
Yeah, true. Thank God for him. Last two races were pretty good. I think he's getting closer to Ricardo. Obviously, the problem, Ricardo is, in my opinion, one of the best drivers out there. I mean, very difficult to beat. Not only in qualifying, but also during the race, and that's a major problem for Ocon. He's back in Formula One, like you said. Last year he didn't drive a Formula One, only in exhibition with Mercedes, but that doesn't really count. And he's having a tough time adapting to the car also. And Ricardo has been there for the past 2 years, and Renault feels pretty good there. And but yeah, Ocon will be very interesting to see if he delivers.
I'll be interested to see. Definitely Gasly is now currently the hot shot. He's the one everybody's looking at.
True.
He's French. Makes sense for a Frenchman to go to a French Formula One team.
For sure. He's young.
I think they will want to have a French driver at some point. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Ocon is French, right?
Yeah.
But true. Gasly is a bit of a... is currently probably more looked at than Ocon.
Very good point. It will all depend how our friend Ocon is doing this year, the next few races that are left, five races if I'm not mistaken, and we'll see also next year, because he's going to be driving against Alonso. And if he does a great job, obviously he will get the seat. If he doesn't, maybe Gasly could go to Renault, and that would make it exciting too.
Kvyat. I'd say Kvyat is half and half, right? There's some positives and some negatives. I can't quite put words around Kvyat. I don't know exactly where he would fit else.
That's a very good
He had some love-hate relationships with Red Bull. He got promoted, demoted, just like Gasly did, by the way. Then he's currently at AlphaTauri. So very interesting situation at AlphaTauri, because both Gasly and Kvyat have been demoted from Red Bull and then now are sitting here. But I think we can all agree that they're both good pilots.
Yes, for sure.
Are they better pilots? Are they just good pilots? They're young for sure, so they will improve. But I wonder where Kvyat could go next year.
It's a very good question. Kvyat, we were talking about it last year, how good Kvyat was. I mean, he was doing incredible. He showed like incredible pace in qualifying.
He reminded me of Vettel
at some point. When the beginning, Vettel was at the beginning when he was... And even I would go even further, a little bit like Schumacher at the beginning of his career, when he was just not scared of all these like world champion, and he was just pushing everybody around.
He was overtaking like...
That's true.
Verstappen was.
His first races. He was doing incredible. Yeah. And obviously he got promoted to Red Bull, then got fired, and then lost the seat, and now he's back in Formula One. And fortunately, he's been performing not as well as we thought this year. So we hope he will improve this year, because it's a guy that we like, and we see the potential in him, I believe.
AlphaTauri is a question mark. I can't be as certain as I am for other teams on this one. It will be very interesting to see what happens. Could be to say they're going to keep their current driver lineup and not change anything, because it's currently working. I mean, AlphaTauri has been doing some good results.
They're scoring points. They're not making that many mistakes. I fully agree. And come on, the young driver program of Red Bull. Honestly, who do they have at the moment? Some dude, maybe they have Tiktum or whatever, but... he makes too many mistakes. I don't think it's a good... it's not a safe bet. I agree with you.
I think if they change the driver lineup, it's because either Kvyat or Gasly have found a better seat, which currently, looking at the other teams, they won't find. So I'm pretty sure they will retain their current driver lineup.
I agree with you.
You know, we could be wrong again. Formula One is definitely has proven us that you know, you can't you can do these type of predictions and it's not always accurate. One more, Aston Martin Racing Point. Vettel. So
talking
he has
about
a contract.
Talking about surprises, Sebastian Vettel signing with Aston Martin. I mean, ex Racing Point, and I mean that's incredible. What a surprise in a way. Our friend Perez had the contract for the next 2 years, about like 30 million, if I'm not mistaken.
So and this is very interesting because we talk about driver contracts, and we can see that it's not because you have a contract that, you know, your position in a team is guaranteed.
Very good point.
100%.
And Perez had a big sponsor, our friend Carlos Slim, one of the richest, the richest guy in Mexico. Yeah. So he had everything going for him. So yeah, you can see that Formula One can change
very quickly.
Yeah,
for
very
sure.
quickly, exactly. So yeah, good question, Romain. Who will be next to
my guess?
Metal?
I think this one is easy. Most people will say it's gonna be Stroll. It has to be Stroll.
Yeah,
I don't see who else it could be.
He's the son of the owner.
He's the owner of the team. I mean, who else could it be?
I agree, and let's face it. Last year I would have disagreed with you, but this year clearly he's also showing some pace and some pretty good results. Although he has a very fast car.
I wouldn't say pace. I would say he's solid. Is he fast?
Well, honestly,
we could argue that.
And this goes to the big surprise of the season. Although Perez missed two races, our friend Stroll is still leading the team. So he has, like, I think two or three more points than Perez, which is pretty crazy. So he's been showing pace in qualifying. And okay, race pace, I agree with you. He could have won the race that that Gasly won if he didn't make a mistake in the first turn, if he didn't miss his braking. He should have won that race. So I agree with you. Does it have what it takes to be world champion? Probably not. But I think pace is there. So he's improving a lot, especially this year. So I think he deserved the second seat, especially since Daddy owns the team.
Definitely. I mean, Aston Martin is an easy one. I think in terms of predictions, Stroll will be confirmed. I don't know what Daddy is waiting for to sign his son's contract, but
good question. Very good question.
Yeah, I think he should be fine. I'm not worried for Stroll.
I agree.
Alfa Romeo, we talked. Haas, we talked. The last one, Williams. Williams, Russell and Latifi confirmed. I think that won't change. Latifi, I mean, George Russell. Let's talk about George Russell, because Latifi, we can talk and end with Latifi, but Russell has been doing a tremendous job. He's beaten every single teammate he's had since the start. And not only once or twice. He's
completely
beating every single Grand Prix teammate. And, you know, I mean, you could argue last year that Kubica maybe lost it a bit. He's impaired with an arm and everything. But Latifi, he's been beaten.
No, Latifi has been winning all the formulas, junior formulas too. So obviously he has pace. And I agree with you. What's impressive about George Russell is his qualifying pace is incredible. What he's able to do with that unfortunately slow car. Williams is not so great. The engine is good, but
even though much better than last year, they've gone tremendous improvement. If Ferrari could improve the car as much as Williams improved it from 1 year to the next, that would be fantastic.
That would be absolutely fantastic. I agree. And we all hope so, you know, even people that don't like Ferrari.
Exactly.
And we really hope that Ferrari will be back next year for sure. It's important, but yeah, going back to George Russell, incredible pace in qualifying. The problem is during the races this year, not so great. Of course, the car is not good with like a lot of fuel, but he needs to do a better job. If he wants the Mercedes seat next year, he will need to do a better job during the race. So let's see. But I agree with you. He's a huge talent. He won absolutely everything. The races he won in the junior formula. It's who else won those races? People like Michael Schumacher,
for example,
which is a pretty good one. Nico Rosberg also. So exactly. He was world champion once. And I believe Sebastian Vettel too. So obviously he won the important races he was supposed to when he was a junior. and he's still very young, so let's see what he can do.
I think it's a good bet to stay at Williams. You know, they've got those new owners. They will inject more money into the team. It's really, I mean, this is my opinion, but obviously Williams, in my opinion, will go from a family-run team. Claire Williams' job she's been doing is, we can discuss, that's probably another topic.
Yeah, that will be another podcast.
But those new owners will want results, they will want performance, they will inject money, they will make sure that Williams is improving.
Very good
point. I think this team will improve, right? So
they will improve.
Russell
will
could be in a good place.
Yeah, he will stay there for one more year for sure. Like you said, he has a contract. He can't leave, even if he has a better offer. He can't.
Right. Well, so he that was made clear, I think.
Yeah, I think that was that exactly. was pretty clear. So let's see. We just hope, especially me, I hope he's going to improve during the races, because he needs that.
He could be a very good replacement for Hamilton at some point, right? Let's be...
Well, that's the plan of Mercedes, so let's let's hope he continues to perform.
I wouldn't be surprised if the day Hamilton retires, Russell takes his place.
Yeah, no, I fully agree. That will be in a couple of years. The only question is, will he wait for that, or if he has a better offer?
Yeah, that's a bet, I guess. And especially if Mercedes... Well, we don't know about Mercedes, but many changes are probably here in the making. Very interesting will be to see the team principal role next year.
Yeah,
I don't know what Toto will do. He is certainly questioning his role, right? We have no confirmation of anything yet, but he's said to the media he's questioning his role, he wants to step back a little bit.
Yeah, he's been winning everything, so obviously
he has, but we're talking about
time to reconsider.
Next year, right?
Yeah, no for sure, but you're right. I think he's gonna probably all the interviews he made recently proved the point that he will stay at Mercedes, but maybe it's his last year as a team principal.
That's a different role.
Yeah, he will. And they will find a replacement, a younger one. But the question is, who will it be? And that might change a lot. So far, Mercedes lost a few key engineers and people, but they were always able to replace them. Toto Wolff might be a little bit harder to do. So.
True. Latifi, finally Latifi.
Yeah.
Interesting bloke, Latifi. Is. I don't know. He hasn't been able to beat Russell this year. Is it his first year in Formula 1 or second year?
Yeah, no, correct.
Remember.
It's his first year.
First year.
He didn't.
So he's still learning. Russell is a bit more experienced than him.
Yes. And unlike,
but I'm surprised that Latifi still hasn't beaten Russell at least once.
Well, here's the very interesting point that you bring, though. He hasn't beaten him in qualifying. However, during the race, Latifi has been showing some pretty incredible pace with a car he doesn't really know. Because it's his first year with Williams. He wasn't able to test the car, obviously, last year.
Yeah, and I think in the rankings of this year World Championship, he's ahead of Russell in 19th place.
Correct.
Most likely it's due to stats that make him be ahead of Russell.
Yeah, during races. And that's the interesting part. George Russell is pushing the car a lot, and obviously he makes a few mistakes during the race. Our friend Latifi is extremely... he's extremely, how would you say, he's not making mistakes.
Right.
So
he's consistent.
Yeah, consistent, exactly.
So
interesting bloke, like you said, and I think he could be, he will be very interesting to see how he's doing in the future. And obviously he has talent, because
he does,
he wouldn't be.
Otherwise he wouldn't be here.
I agree.
So, yeah, I think we went round the table, round the teams. This is what we expect will happen next year. So a lot of question marks, even though a couple of exceptions where we're pretty sure of what's going to happen. We'll see if time gives us
exactly.
the right answer.
And just one thing we forgot, maybe Hülkenberg, our friend Hülkenberg, will he be driving again in Formula 1 next year?
Very good question.
I think that could be an interesting...
If Hülkenberg came back, question is, who would he replace? Hülkenberg said one interesting thing, although it's semi-interesting in my opinion, because all pilots say the same thing, but he said, I want to come back to a team that can win, right?
Yeah.
All drivers say that. I've never heard of a Formula 1 driver who said, yeah, I'd be so excited to go to Williams to be at the back of the grid all the time, or Alfa Romeo or whatever. But that being said, who could he replace? That's the good question, because he's not cheap, right?
He's not cheap, but again, he will provide results for sure.
Yes.
And one person that really likes him is our friend, team principal, French team principal of Alfa Romeo.
Yes.
he really likes him. I mean, they've been racing in the past, and he ranks him very highly. So maybe Hülkenberg could go to Alfa Romeo, and that will be, I think, pretty exciting. Let's say Mick Schumacher and Hülkenberg. That would be pretty exciting.
That could be interesting, definitely.
So let's see how things.
Let's see how it goes. You could have on one side the experience and the consistency, and on the other side, the new hotshot Mick Schumacher that could come here and do some interesting overtakes in the likes of Kvyat and
I fully agree.
And Verstappen and company. So yeah, definitely agreed.
Fully agree.
I think we've went around the table.
Yes. Thank you so much, Romain.
Thank you, Henri, and thank you all so much for listening today. We hope you enjoyed the first episode of our new podcast, From Dusk Till F1. Tune in next week for our next episode, where we will be discussing 2021 engines lineup. Subscribe to our channel so you won't miss any of our next episodes. Have a good week, everyone.